Blog Talk Radio.
Less of me and more of you is what I need. Show me your glory and show me your power. Less of me and more of you is what I need. Less of me,
more of you is what I need.
Rejecting the love in your warm embrace, but I realize I need you more and more each day.
I need your glory.
Oh, I need you.
I want your glory.
I want your glory.
Less of me.
To give up.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Come on, let's give God some praise this morning. Amen. Come on, enter in with all faith, believing and trusting God. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, my Lord, my God, we come, oh God, to worship you as your word desires, in truth and in spirit. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, oh, we just want to say thank you. Lord, we thank you for this day, for this is the day that you have made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Oh, Lord, we thank you for new mercy and new grace, oh God. We thank you for the lying down and the raising up this morning. We thank you for restoring our soul and those in our family. Oh, Lord, we can't thank you enough. Amen. We thank you for every beat of our heart and every breath that we take, oh, Lord. Lord, we thank you that you're with us, that you'll never leave us nor forsake us. Hallelujah. Come on, bless the name of the Lord with me this morning. Come on, magnify the Lord with me this morning. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, Lord, we just want to say thank you, Father God. It is you that have kept us and not ourselves, oh God. We thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, that your promises are yes and amen. For your word says, oh God, before your word returns to you void in heaven and earth will disappear. So, Lord, we just want to say thank you. We bless your holy name, Father God. Oh, Lord, we come surrendering all over to you this morning, withholding nothing, oh, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Lord, we come this morning, oh, God, with all faith, believing and trusting you, oh, God. We come with combined faith, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And, Lord, we pray, oh, God, that you do a mighty thing in us, for us, and to us, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, change us, oh, God, and make us more like you, oh, God, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Heavenly Father, hallelujah, great of all, in all, for all. We come to you this morning with an humble spirit to be forgiven and delivered from all that's not of you right now, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, we ask in Jesus' name, amen, Lord, that you release your warring angels to war against any spirits desire to stop our prayers from being answered, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We decree and declare with all faith, amen, that our prayers will not be earthbound, but they will ascend into the supernatural, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, we just want to say thank you. We thank you for answered prayers, oh God, because we believe in you, oh God. Lord, we know that, hallelujah, with men, it may be impossible. With you, Father God, all things are possible, amen. It is you that sent your only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. And we thank you, Lord Jesus, amen. We thank you, Father God, for all that you've done, all that you're doing, and all that you're about to do, because we come believing, oh God. Oh, Lord, move mighty on this line today in the house, oh God, in the heart and the mind of your children, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, Holy Spirit, we welcome you to have your way right now. Touch every heart and mind, amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, saturate the atmosphere, amen, that we may be able to receive, amen. Oh, Lord, open up the channels of our spirit, oh God, let there be a great pouring in right now, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we just want to say thank you. We thank you for loving us, amen, that you sent your only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, to pay the price for our sins. We thank you that he died on the cross for us and rose again on the third day. We confess that Jesus is Lord over every area of our lives, amen. We thank you for the blood of Jesus Christ that redeemed us from the curse of the law, sin, and death. Amen. We thank you for our salvation, which included healing, deliverance, and protection. We thank you that Jesus bore all our shame and carried away our infirmities. We thank you, hallelujah, that Jesus came to set the captives free. Hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, Father God, we repent right now for ever agreeing with the devil lies. Amen. Hallelujah. We repent for opening doors that allow the enemy to get a stronghold in our minds. We repent for sins of omission and commission. We repent for practicing sin openly and in secret in defiance of your love. Now we break and destroy all agreements with the enemy in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We remove every lie that the enemy has told us about who we are, what we are worth of, who you are, and what we can and cannot do in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We renounce our thoughts and feelings of fear, anxiety, shame, guilt, condemnation, rejection, addiction, perversion, anger, rage, bitterness, contention, control, depression, oppression, doubt, grief, hatred, hurt, infirmity, jealousy, lack, loneliness, lying, love, obsession, occultness, pain, pride, religious spirits, Python spirits, leprosy spirits, rebellion, hallelujah, resentment, mental illness, revenge, toll ties, suicide, trauma, unbelief, unclean spirits, anything else that's not of the Holy Spirit, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we choose now, hallelujah, by the power of our will, amen, hallelujah, to forgive everyone who has hurt us, abused us, abandoned us, betrayed us, lied to us, disappointed us, otherwise wronged us. We forgive them all now, and we ask you to forgive them in the mighty name of Jesus Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, we forgive ourselves. Hallelujah. Oh, please, Heavenly Father, give us the grace to walk in forgiveness as a lifestyle in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, give us the grace, Lord God, to walk in your spirit and not in the flesh, or to be led by the enemy lies in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Heavenly Father, by faith, we receive your mercy, grace, and forgiveness. We thank you, Heavenly Father, that our past is under the blood of Jesus Christ, and we are redeemed by the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We're protected by the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for your shed blood. Amen. Oh, we break and bind every generation of curse in my life right now and our family bloodline in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. We break any and all vows, pledges, ceremonies, and unholy oaths, alliances we may knowingly, unknowingly made with the devil in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We draw our bloodline now and we decree and declare we are redeemed from all curses because you were made a curse on the cross so that we may receive your blessing in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. We decree and declare by faith that Jesus, hallelujah, is our Savior, our Lord, our healer, our deliverer, our comforter, our intercessor, our advocate, our standby. He loves us. Amen. We receive your love now, Heavenly Father, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Oh, Lord, let it increase every more, God, that we will operate with the love of Christ Jesus. Amen. We stand against every spirit that is in us or on us or attacking us with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We command every evil spirit in us or on us or attacking us to loose us right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And those in our family and all that we love and concerned about us, we break the power of every evil assignment against our lives and those in our family and those that we are in charge of our lives. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we command any evil spirit in us to come out. Come out of us, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Devil, you have no right to us. Of those in our family and all that we love and concerned about, we are blood washed and we're redeemed and saved. We belong to Jesus. You have no right to our lives. We take authority over you right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we command you to go and never to return. Loose us, leave us, come out of us, come out of us. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, I'm never. We thank you, Lord God, that the anointing has broken the yoke of bondage. We thank you, Lord God, that who the Son has set free us. It's free indeed. We thank you, Lord God, amen, for our freedom in Christ Jesus. We thank you, Lord God, for our deliverance. We thank you, Lord God, for our liberty. We thank you for setting us free, oh God. We thank you for your glory. Help us now to walk in our salvation, our healing, our deliverance. With God, as your word commands, help us to capture every thought that defies your word. Help us to replace wrong thoughts with your thoughts, oh God. Help us to stand against all retaliation of the enemy against our breakthrough. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, oh Lord, teach us to walk in your ways and in your stature. Strengthen us in our inner man. Fill us with your Holy Spirit, oh God. Fill us to overflow with your living water. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we just want to say thank you. We come receiving and we receive it. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, we just want to say thank you. Let the works of the enemy be uprooted and cast down right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We put on us the full arm of God. Amen. And we decree in the crown the full arm of God covers us from the crown of our heads to the soles of our feet, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we take the shield of faith and we quench every fiery dart of the enemy sent our way, in those in our family their way, amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, we take the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, and we use it against all the forces of hell, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, my Lord, my God, oh Lord, we bless your holy name. Heavenly Father, we ask in Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah. Help us all. Oh, Lord, help us and help those in our family, oh, God. We need your help, oh, Lord. Father God, we ask, oh, God, that you would divinely intervene right now. Hallelujah. In every situation that's concerning us and your children around the world, and divinely intervene and turn it all around for our good. Amen. Lord, we know you to be a God of turnaround. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we pray for the increase of your goodness in our life, oh, God. Oh, Lord, we know that you're able to do it to give the increase. For your word says one planet, one water. But you, Father God, give the increase. Oh, Lord, increase our, oh, Lord, in our spiritual life. Amen. Increase us, oh, God, in the ministry. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, increase our faith. Increase the peace, oh, God, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Oh, Lord, all that we need that is good and coming from you, let it increase, oh, God, be commanded upon our storehouses. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, increase the knowledge and wisdom and understanding of your word, oh, God. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, oh, Lord, we need your help, oh, God. And we just want to say thank you for your ever
a present helper, and you helped us on the way. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Oh, Lord, we believe, oh, God. Huh? Oh, Lord, help on today. Holy Spirit of God, fill us afresh. Fill us afresh where we've been emptied right now. Fill us afresh. Holy Spirit, renew us. Renew the fire within us. Renew the zeal, the passion, and desire to serve God. Renew us, Holy Spirit. Refresh us, Lord. We pray in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Heavenly Father, incubate us with the fire of the Holy Ghost. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Every anti-power bondage in our life, we command you to break right now and be destroyed. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, let it. Wherever the devil has put limitations, that we will not have the power of God in our life, we break and destroy those limitations right now. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, let it. Heavenly Father, hallelujah. Lord God, release your tongue of fire upon our life, oh Lord. Release your tongue of fire upon our life this day, and let tongues of fire come upon our life and burn up all spiritual filthiness. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, in the name of Jesus Christ, if there's any filthiness, let it be burnt away, and let it be replaced with the burning fire of God. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, Lord God, heal every area of our lives, where there's been any backsliding, hurt, pain, and disappointments, and limitations, oh Lord, heal us completely, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we pray in Jesus' name, open up our understanding, learning the scripture, oh God, when we read your word, hallelujah, let our understanding of the scripture, let your fire burn up in us, let the fire even become more, let the fire become a furnace, let the anointing of your fire upon our life become even more, in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, awaken us from any spiritual sleep, help us to put on the full armor of life. We pray in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, wherever we've been, and they put us in some kind of spiritual sleep to try to make a numb to your voice, oh God, wherever they try to put a stoppage in our growth in you, oh God, let us continue to grow up. Remove every spiritual numbness, oh God, every spiritual sleep, oh God. We pray in the name of Jesus Christ. Right now, in the name of Jesus Christ, we stand against anything in our life that would cause us to stumble. In the name of Jesus Christ, all bad fruit in our life, we put a stop to you right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, all bad fruits that are causing a wrong reaction, we put a stop to you right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we speak it to being the fruit of the Spirit in our lives. In the name of Jesus Christ, Lord, empower us to stand firm against all schemes and techniques of the devil. We pray in the name of Jesus Christ. Oh, Lord, give us the strength to stand firm, Lord God. In the name of Jesus Christ, Lord, empower us to stay away from anything or anybody who may try to take your place in our lives. We pray in the name of Jesus Christ. Oh, Lord, empower us and give us strength and understanding, ability, and grace to stay away from anything or anybody that may cause us to stumble and fall. In the name of Jesus Christ, we receive power to mount up on wings like eagles. In the name of Jesus Christ, Father, wherever we have been weak, give us power. We pray in Jesus Christ's holy name. Right now, God, in the name of Jesus Christ, we declare war against every spiritual ignorance. In the name of Jesus Christ, every spiritual force and spiritual ignorance is trying to pull us back. We decree and declare war against it right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, and we receive the victory. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, Lord, we bless your holy name. We bless your holy name, oh God. Father God, I ask in Jesus' name, Lord, break and remold us in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We receive fresh fire, fresh anointing, fresh oil in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Fresh anointing of the Holy Ghost be upon our life right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, from this day forth, we will never be the same. Amen. We're going to another level in the name of Jesus Christ. We will not be a missed by arrow. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, we shall be an arrow that is fired and goes well and accomplish its mission. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, any foundation of power working against us, our salvation be destroyed right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, every yoke working against our spiritual growth in our life, in our career, in our marriages, in our wounds, in our relationship, in our ministry, in our peace, in our wisdom, in our knowledge, we destroy you right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, hallelujah. And Heavenly Father, we thank you that it is done and complete. We thank you for breakthrough. We thank you for unity right now. Amen. We thank you, Lord God, that you are with us and you never leave us. Partakers, that you are our everything. We pray that you will open up doors of blessings in our lives. Amen. Spiritual doors of blessing. Open up doors wherever we need to go in that direction you want us to go. Oh God, open those doors. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, doors of blessing, Lord God. In the name of Jesus Christ, they close doors of evil. Shed doors of evil openers, oh God. In the name of Jesus Christ, and open up doors of blessings. Amen. And we receive it right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, I prophesy no more setback and abundance. Amen. No more. hallelujah, no more backsliding, amen, hallelujah, our life is going to another level, from glory to glory. God is going to use us mighty. I prophesy success over our life right now. I prophesy breakthroughs of goodness and finances over our lives in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Well, hallelujah, I receive it right now, the power of the fire of God. We receive right now, save over our life, receive it in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we just want to say thank you. Father God, we ask in Jesus' name, amen. Lord, that you will bless us and those in our family and all that we love and concerned about and are going and coming on today. Lord, let us receive traveling grace and mercy to and from our destination, amen. And Lord, we just want to say thank you. Lord, we ask of God and just hallelujah that your angels will go before us, preparing the way, making every crooked path straight before us, amen. Let there be no mechanical failures, no breakdowns, no tickets, no pullovers, no accidents, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we plead the blood of Jesus Christ over every road, street, highway, airway, seaway, building a place up, everywhere our feet may tread, every form of transportation that we may take as a driver or passenger of those in our family and all that we love and concerned about. We plead the blood of Jesus Christ over our homes and all that's in it, amen. Over our workplaces, amen. All that we have, our businesses, and we decree and declare the blood of Jesus Christ covers us and protects us, amen. No weapon formed against us shall prosper, and every tongue that rises up against us in judgment, you shall condemn. And Lord, we just want to say thank you. We thank you for miracles, signs, and wonders will happen in our lives. We thank you, Lord God, for your goodness. We thank you for your grace. We thank you for your presence, amen. We thank you for the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, take over as we pray today, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, and do a new thing right now in us, amen. We thank you, Lord God, for it right now. Heavenly Father, we start our day. Remove every evil that is planned to ruin this day for us. Remove every plan of attack of the enemy, even as we start this day, oh God. Before the attack comes, remove it, Lord God. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, and Lord, we just want to say thank you, Father. We thank you for your word, oh God. And we bless your holy name, Lord. And Father God, I lift up everyone that's on the line today and all that's in their home and all that they love and concerned about. Oh, Lord, we pray, oh God, I ask, let it be blessed, Father God. Oh, Lord, let it prosper, oh God, in our goodness, hallelujah, in your way of goodness, Father God. And Lord, I pray all that's on the line that's dealing with any health issues, oh God, any sickness, any diagnosis that the doctor has diagnosed them with. Lord, we come believing your report that we are healed. Amen. That we are delivered. That we are set free. Amen. That we are beautiful. We are wonderfully and beautifully made by you, Father God. And Lord, we ask in Jesus' name, help us to see that on today, oh God. To walk, oh God, in that beauty. Amen. Hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus, to walk in our healing, amen, to walk in our deliverance, amen, hallelujah, to walk, oh God, hallelujah, in our freedom, and we just want to say thank you. I lift up your daughter, Brandy Stewart, and all that she loves and concerned about on today, oh God. Oh, Lord, you know our heart, oh God, amen, and every prayer that she prayed, oh God, Lord, I ask according to thy will, oh God, let it be done in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Lord, I lift up your daughter, Carol, this day, oh God, and Father God, I ask, oh God, for the dear life of my mother, oh God. Oh, Lord, that you'll bless her with long life, good health, wholeness, newness of life, oh God. Oh, Lord, that you will continue to be her strength, oh God. Let peace reign over every ever life, oh God, knowing that you're with her, that you'll never leave her nor forsake her. Oh, Lord, bless all that's in our home, oh God. Oh, Lord, let healing spring forth, oh God, in the name of Jesus Christ. Release your healing anointing, your healing virtue, oh God. Oh, Lord, let all be blessed and healed in the name of Jesus Christ. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, Lord, we thank you. And Father God, I lift up your daughter to Carl, oh God, all that you love, oh God, her sons, oh God, her mother and siblings, oh God. Oh, Lord, hallelujah, shout out, oh Lord, right now, God, move mighty in her and on, oh God, open up her eyes, oh God, to see, oh God, the mysteries, oh God, hallelujah, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, that only you can reveal, Father God. Oh Lord, guide and direct, oh God. Oh Lord, move her feet in the direction that you will have for her to go, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Oh Lord, hallelujah, increase in our goodness, oh God, and our favor in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we just want to say thank you, oh God, for the life, health, and strength of your daughter, Takara, your servant, oh God, that she would serve even more, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, hallelujah, God. And we just want to say thank you, Lord God. We decree and declare our victory over our life right now, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And Father God, I lift up your daughter, hallelujah, I lift up your daughter, Shabante, hallelujah, on today, oh God, and all that's in our home, hallelujah, oh Lord, Lord, move mighty in her and on, oh God. Holy Spirit, hallelujah. Right now, move mighty, mighty, mighty. Oh Lord, open up her ears, oh God. Hallelujah. We silence the mouth of the evil speaker right now, and we command you to cease your works and die at the root and come out in the name of Jesus Christ. Oh Lord, move mighty in the life of your daughter. Oh Lord, open up doors, open up the way where it seems to be no way right now, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Oh Lord, do great and mighty things in the life of your daughter Shavante, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Oh Lord, we're hallelujah where the enemy tries to close up the way. Oh Lord, open up the way right now, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And all that's in our home, oh God, let healing spring forth in the body, oh God. Restore every organ, every cell, every ligament, every muscle, every tissue, every bone, amen, every nerve. Hallelujah, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. I decree and declare wholeness and newness of life. I decree and declare victory over you right now, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, that the victory is already won. Oh Lord, help us to walk in newness, amen. Help us to walk in holiness, hallelujah, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. I decree and declare you are the righteousness of God, amen. Clothing in this power, authority of the Holy Ghost, my Lord, my God. We just want to say thank you. Lord, we thank you for the life of your daughter, hallelujah, minister, your evangelist, oh God, hallelujah, God. And Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ, I lift up your daughter right now, Shauna. Oh Lord, I ask, oh God, that you would continue to move in her life, oh God. Lord, I pray right now for healing. Oh Lord, that you anoint her tongue, oh God, that she would speak with Holy Ghost fire, that she would speak with the boldness and the confidence, the power of the Holy Ghost, that all would know, oh God, that she's been sent by you. Oh Lord, fill this your temple with as much Shekinah glory as possible. Oh Lord, every attack of the enemy that's been sent away on her life, oh God, hallelujah, we come against with the blood of Jesus Christ, and we decree and declare that she's healed. Hallelujah, delivered and set free by the blood of Jesus Christ. We silence the evil speaker against her life, against the life of her children and all that she has been concerned about, against the life of her fiance, oh God. We silence the evil speaker right now, and we decree and declare victory over right now. That's how you come upon the, hallelujah, the temple of the enemy that speaks against your daughter, oh God. Let it be destroyed right now, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Oh God, cause even her enemies to come and bless, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Oh Lord, when the enemy come in one way, we decree and declare that we shall flee in seven different directions, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Father God, we just want to say thank you. Oh Lord, in your blessing, oh God, bless her. In your multiply, God, let, hallelujah, multiply her as the stars of the sky and the sand of the seashore. And we just want to say thank you right now, that by faith we can decree and declare that it is done. Amen. Hallelujah, Lord. We bless your holy name, Father God. As we enter in this morning, we just want to say thank you. And Father God, I ask that you bless all that's in my home. I lift up my husband this day, oh Lord. I lift up my children, all that I love and concerned about. Oh Lord, let them be blessed. And Lord, let your hedge of protection be around them. Lord, I ask that you lead and guide them, oh God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. In a place of blessing. We pray for divine order and spiritual alignment for our lives and those in our family. Lord, we ask in Jesus' name for divine positioning right now that we may receive from you, Father God. And we thank you, Lord God, for this set time that you've allowed us to come boldly to the throne room of grace that we may receive. And we decree and declare today as we walk in expectation, we receive it right now, amen. And we receive the more, amen, as we continue on this line and even after this, amen. And it's in Jesus' name we pray, Lord God, and we bless your name. Lord, I ask in Jesus' name right now that you would divinely intervene in every situation that's concerning us right now and those in our family and all that we love and turn it all around for our good. We thank you, Lord God, for the turnaround. Amen. We thank you, Lord God, that it is done. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for the finished work that you left nothing undone. Amen. And we decree and declare that we are blessed and we are going from glory to glory to glory. And wealth and riches are in our home. Amen. That we're head and not the tail, on top and not beneath. And we owe anyone anything but to love them. We are the righteousness of God, healed by the stripes of Jesus. Amen. We're children of God, born again of the incorruptible seed of the Word of God. And we thank you for it, Lord. We bless your holy name, Father. And we seal this prayer with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that does all things but fail. And the promises of God and the Holy Spirit of the living God that dwell in us all that believe. And it's in Jesus Christ's holy name we pray. Yes. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. Come on, let's give God some praise this morning. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. If you know God to be for you, amen. Who can be against
you? Thank you, Lord.
If you would just open up, I would just thank you right here. Praise confuses the enemy.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Come on, enter in on today. I want to understand how your healing is in your praise. Amen. Your breakthrough is in your praise. Amen. If you'll just receive it, if you'll just believe it for yourself on today. Amen. Just like that. Amen. Some of us are thinking, I got to be more than that. I guess more than I got to do. No, if you just praise Him right now. Hallelujah. Despite of your circumstance, despite what you're going through, despite what you're feeling like right now, I want you to understand you have the power to break and destroy that thing right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ and come out because God has given us that power. Amen. When Jesus rose again, amen, we have, I want you to understand, we have a resurrection power working on the inside. He said, if you abide in me, I will abide in you. Amen. Hallelujah. How do you know that Jesus is already working on the inside? It is you, amen, that God has chosen to use for such a time as this. Hallelujah. That's
thank
the reason
you,
to shout. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Glory
hallelujah. Let the enemy keep you silent. Amen. You know how powerful words of spirit. If you would just open up your mouth on today. Hallelujah. I decree and declare as you praise Him. Amen. Hallelujah. Your breakthrough will come. Your healing will come. Amen. It will turn around for your good. Amen. Deliverance will come to your family. Amen. Those who are operating in darkness and against you. Amen. Hallelujah. They will come to the glorious light of our Heavenly Father. Amen. Hallelujah. Just by your praise on today and believing it. It shall be done unto you. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ and all
the
mighty
name of God.
Come on in and receive.
Thank you,
amen.
Lord.
Come on in today and receive.
Hallelujah.
In the name
thank
of
you,
Jesus
Lord.
Christ of Nazareth. It is for you. It has your name on it. You are the rightful owner
thank
to
you.
It. Can't nobody take it away. Hallelujah. God has given it to you. Amen. Lord, we thank
you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Good morning. Welcome. Amen. Beautiful women of God this morning. God bless you. I thank you all for your commitment to be in position. Amen. Hallelujah. We thank God for the Holy Ghost that's present on the line today. We thank God for His presence. Hallelujah. Amen. Good morning. We want to know how you're doing this morning. Hope you all had a good night. Hallelujah. Some of us probably just fell asleep a couple hours ago. So I thank God that you made a decision. I'm going to be in position. Hallelujah. So good morning. Good morning. We're going to start with our sister, Brandy Stewart, this morning. God bless you. Welcome. How you doing this morning?
Good morning. I am well. Thank God for being here with you guys.
Amen. Yes, Lord. Glory to God. God bless you. We love you. We thank God for you. It's always good to hear your voice, Miss. Amen. God bless you. Hallelujah, God. You know we love you. We thank God for you over and over. Amen. Glory, glory. Mama Carolyn, Mama, God bless you. Welcome. How you doing this morning?
Good morning to everybody. I'm doing good because guess what? I'm still here. Up at 1 o'clock and waking to 5 o'clock. So I'm still
here.
Amen.
Good morning. I decree and declare good morning. Amen. I receive the goodness of the Lord. I've already decreed and declared that today is a good day. Amen. Hallelujah. Nothing the devil can do to stop it. Amen. I receive it.
Amen.
I won't be moved. I won't be shaken. I don't care who the enemy try to use. I will not, hallelujah, be moved. I will not be rattled. Amen. I will not be confused. Amen. Hallelujah.
Come
I've already decreed and declared that today is a good day, and I receive it.
Come on.
Receive the goodness of the Lord. I receive the blessing. Today is a blessed day. Amen. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Turn it around for my good. Amen. I don't care what it looks like. The enemy has done. It is a good day. I'm blessed to be in the land of the living. Amen. Hallelujah. It's a blessing. I'm just saying I'm blessed. I am truly blessed. Hallelujah. God bless you, Mama.
I love you.
We love you. We thank God for you. Amen. Hallelujah. This is the card day. God bless you. Welcome. How you doing this morning? Amen. God bless you. God bless you. We love you. We thank God for you. We thank you for your commitment and being in position this morning. Hallelujah. You know, you're moving and shaking.
Amen.
Your time is a bit different. An hour ahead of us. But we just thank God for your commitment and touching the ground with us on the line this morning. I pray that God will move mighty in your life. Amen.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Sister Shavante, God bless you. Welcome. How you doing this morning?
Good morning. I'm grateful.
Amen. I'm hallelujah.
Yes,
amen. That's, you know what I always say, that I'm grateful. And, you know, if we wake up and just open up our eyes and just thank God right away, Father, I thank you. Oh, Lord, I'm still
yes.
here. You kept me, Lord, I thank you. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
I don't know what went on around me or through the night, but, Lord, I thank you. Sometimes we wake
thank
up
you.
And we find out all kind of things that happen in the world. But, Lord, we thank you. Hallelujah, that we
yes,
woke
Lord.
Up this morning. Amen. Despite of everything that's going on in the world, in the earth, Lord, we thank you that you have kept
thank
us.
You,
amen.
Lord.
Even when we slept, amen.
Yes.
Hallelujah. The enemy could not come in and cause any destruction. Amen. Hallelujah. We thank you.
Yes.
Just waking up being
thank
grateful.
You,
hallelujah. Truly, truly grateful. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord God.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank
God bless you.
You.
God bless you. We love you. We thank God for you, sister. Thank you for being in position this morning, touching and agreeing. Hallelujah. We're trusting God for a mighty move. Whatever it is that you're coming each day expecting God to do, amen, just keep walking in expectation. It's coming. It's coming. It's coming. Matter of fact, for some
yes.
of us, it's already here. Amen. You just got to
yes.
believe it and receive it. Amen. In the name of
God
Jesus. Amen. Amen. You'll be like, oh, my goodness, it's always been here. I didn't even know it was here. You mean to tell me all this time what I needed was already in the house. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And I pray that God,
ooh, that was good.
To be able to receive that is already here. Hallelujah.
Amen.
It's already
amen.
Here. Your breakthrough is here. Your healing is here. Amen. Deliverance has come. Amen. On the inside, it's already here. That God, hallelujah, remove the spiritual blindness from your eyes, that you will be able to receive, be able to see and receive it. It's already here. Can you imagine that thing that you've been looking for all this time? I mean, you done tore up the whole house. You done went outside. You done asked everybody. You done asked the bar. You done did everything to try to get it. And to find out, it's already here.
Now,
because my child, you know, I done went out there. I've been looking for this phone. Child done tore up everything, went everywhere. I done went and bought a whole other phone. Guess what? Child is right here in the drawer. It's already
in
here.
Now. Right.
It's a gift from the chapel. Amen. Glory to God. God bless you. God keep you. We love you so much, sister. Amen.
Amen.
And I say that because me and my sister Shabante, we are women of analogies. We love analogies. I'm telling you, I do. I love it. It helps. God bless
amen.
You.
Yeah, right.
Your sister Sharon, God bless you. Welcome this morning. How you doing? How you doing this morning?
Good morning. I'm okay. My voice got up. Out this morning, but I'm doing okay.
Amen. Well, God bless you. We're so glad to have you on the line. I'm telling you, to see you pop on the line, I said, there she go. I was like, am I going to have to call her this morning? Hallelujah. She had fell asleep on the phone with me last night. And I said, Sean, did you fall asleep? And then she came back in. She said, yeah. I said, let me let you go. God bless you. So good to have you on the line this morning. I pray the strength of the Lord be with you. Amen. Hallelujah. That God will continue to heal your body completely from the inside out. Amen. Every wound. Amen.
Amen.
I just pray for all of us. We've all been through something. And I know a lot of us have a story, and I've heard even myself, and it's a shame to even think the thought that this is still happening in this day where women are being, as young girls, being raped. You know, we've all, I don't know everybody's story, but I know the majority of us that's on the line have experienced that in some form of fashion.
Yeah.
And I just pray that God will fix that. It's broken and mend the tear in our souls. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, that those wounds that were caused
yes.
by man, that God will heal us. Amen. Hallelujah. And I pray that our children's children from generation to generation will not have that experience or that encounter. Right
yes.
now, I take the blood of Jesus Christ over them right now.
The
blood
yeah.
of Jesus Christ covers them, and where the blood of Jesus Christ is, the enemy cannot come near. Amen, my Lord,
yeah.
my God, and we just want to say thank you that we'll hold our children
thank
near
you,
and
Lord.
Dear to us. Amen, hallelujah, my Lord, my yeah. God, hallelujah, God bless,
yeah.
God keep us
thank
all.
You,
amen, and I know that's something that a lot of us, some of us may have not shared that with anyone. You know, I may have not shared my story with you, my mom, things I didn't know my mom. You know, we gotta, and I'm just saying this for some for us right now. A lot of things our parents went through, they may not have told you what they've been through to understand why they operate like they do or why they are like they are, because they have some wounds from when they were children.
Yeah.
And some things I found out that my mom that I didn't know she went through, because God just showed me, like, you know, we can't be so angry with our mothers because we don't know what they endured. We don't know the upbringing that they went through that's been silenced, amen, that they have not spoken of. You know, and when you take the time out and say, Lord, help me to understand. I have some bitterness. I have some resentment. You know, why my mother, you know what I'm saying, can't love me? Why my mom never showed me this affection? Amen. She may have loved me so much on the inside, but why she never was that one that, you know, kissed and hugged and, you know, and done these things? Because we don't know what they do. Amen.
Come
what
on.
They endure,
yes,
amen, Lord. The wounds that they are still carrying this day. So I pray for healing, amen. I pray for soulish healing in the name of Jesus Christ, that our minds be renewed, amen, and we're able to be that, you know, be that baby, that help to others, amen. And I'm not talking about everybody to be offended if we talked about your story, but I'm not talking about your story. I'm talking about my story, amen. Hallelujah. And I just pray that all be healed. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth.
In the name
right
of
now,
Jesus.
Amen. That's what I pray on today.
Yes.
Anyone that has lived through, been abused, amen, taken advantage of as a child, even as a woman, amen, as a grown woman,
yes.
I pray healing to our bodies, healing to our mind, healing to our soul. Right now, healing to our spirit, because some of our feelings have been broken because of this abuse, amen. And we just thank you, Father God, amen, Lord, that you counted us to be more than enough, because we are your creation, that we are beautifully and wonderfully made by our Heavenly Father, and he sees us beautiful, amen. He does not see us, hallelujah, the way men see us. We are worthy, amen, of it all, because
amen.
We belong to Jesus, hallelujah. God bless you, all women of God. God bless you in a mighty way, amen. May you see yourself with new eyes. With new eyes, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, my Lord, my God. God bless you all. God bless you, Sister Sharon. We love you. We thank God for you, sister. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Okay, glory to God. And I'm doing good this morning, you all. I'm doing wonderful. I thank God for this day. For this is the day that the Lord has made. And I will, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. I feel good.
Amen.
I feel healed. I do. I honestly do, you all. Just to be able to say that. The enemy don't want you to say it. He don't want you to speak those things. Amen. Hallelujah. Because you don't realize how many people that you help. When you speak, they say, you don't understand how much you helped me. You don't understand how your testimony has helped me. It's been things that I could never get over. It's been things I couldn't talk about. It's been things that I've hidden and I thought I was over and done with it. But your testimony has helped me. And there's a time for it all. It's a time for your testimony, amen. And God will put you in the place of the people that he has called you to, amen. It's not for everybody.
Amen.
It's not for you to tell everybody, amen, your story. But those that God has sent you to, amen, that will help them, amen, to come out of that place of darkness. And we just thank God. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Amen. So today we're going to be, our scripture reading is going to come out the book of Luke. Chapter 23, and I'm going to be at the New King James Version. It's Luke chapter 23, verse 39 through 43. And I'm going to try to keep us under our hour that we have here. Amen. So we do our prayer petition this morning. If I don't do individually, I'll pray the covering over all, if y'all don't mind, just to keep us under that time. Amen. The book of Luke chapter 8, I'm sorry, y'all, the book of Luke chapter 23, verse 39 through 43. And I go to it myself, so give me just a moment. Amen. My Bible is all, you would think I have all these different Bibles in my house that I would get the ones that are not tore up, but for some reason we hold on to that tore up Bible, and this Bible is all tore up. It didn't fall apart, all the way apart. All right, that's going to be the book of Luke, chapter 23, verse 39 through 43. When you have it, please say amen.
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 Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You know, I pray this morning as well, as we're praying, you know, for me, and it may be for you as well, to come out of self. To come out of self. We all know we have a way about ourselves. It's my prayer. It may be yours too, to come out of self, to allow God to truly have his way. But sometimes, you know, we just like, you know what? That's just how I am, and that's how I'm going to be. And you either don't like it or love it or leave it. And I just pray that, you know, and in every situation that I come out of self and that I operate with kingdom, I have kingdom emotions. Amen. Coming out of self. Amen. Amen. The Bible says in the book of Luke, and I hope we all have it, you're all there. The book of Luke out of the New King James Version, chapter 23, verses 39 through 43, the Bible reads, "Then one of the criminals who were hanged blasphemed him, saying, 'If you are the Christ, save yourself and us.'" Verse 40 says, "But the other answering rebuked him, saying, 'Do you not even fear God, seeing you are under the same condemnation?'" Verse 41 says, "And we indeed justly, for we receive the due reward of our deeds, but this man has done nothing wrong." Verse 42 says, "Then he said to Jesus, 'Lord, remember me when you come into the kingdom.'" Verse 43 says, "And Jesus said to him, 'Assuredly, I say to you, today you will be with me in paradise.'" Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, that just sent something through my body. He called me shifted. I'm telling you, he said, "I say to you today, you will be with me in paradise." He said, I assure you of this. See, as this man was about to die, he turned to Christ for forgiveness, and Christ accepted him. This shows that our works, hallelujah, come on now, don't save us. Our faith in Christ does. Amen. It is never too late to turn to God. See, even in his misery, Jesus had mercy on this criminal who decided to believe in him. See, our lives would be much more useful and fulfilling if we turn to God early. But even those who repent at the very last moment will go, hallelujah, hallelujah, will be with him. Amen. Will be with God in paradise. My Lord, my God. Oh, Lord, help us to receive on this morning. Help us, oh God, to have an understanding this morning what your word is saying. Amen. See, the dying criminal had more faith than the rest of Jesus' followers put together. See, although the disciples continued to love Jesus, their hopes for the kingdom were shattered. So most of them had gone into hiding. See, as one of his followers sadly said, 2 days later, "We were hoping that it was he who was going to redeem Israel." But by contrast, the criminal looked at the man who was dying next to him and said, "Lord, remember me when you come into your kingdom." My Lord, my God. See, by all appearances, the kingdom was finished. Huh. How awe-inspiring is this faith of this man who alone saw beyond the present shame to the coming glory. Amen. Hallelujah. My Lord, my God. I pray that God will add a blessing to the readers, the hearers, and most of all the doers of his word. It is my prayer that we all be the doers of the word of God. By faith we enter in the kingdom of God. Amen. Not by your good works, by faith. You can do all the good works, but if you have no faith, it is by your faith that you will enter into the kingdom. Hallelujah. Many won't make it because of their unbelief. You have to believe. Amen. Hallelujah. How can you enter in if you don't believe? How can you receive what God has for you if you don't believe? You have to believe. You have to believe. You have to believe. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Amen. I believe too, Mama. I believe it, and I receive it in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Hallelujah. Amen. God bless you all. God bless you. At this time, we're going to have our prayer petition this morning. Amen. We're going to start with our sister, Brandy. God bless you. Go ahead.
Thank you, Lord. No, just pray that God just keeps showing up in God's life. You know, you guys get the boldness and the fearlessness that, you know, when God calls you forward, you move in obedience and move in his order, even if you don't even understand it.
Amen. Amen. Walking by faith. Amen. Oh, Lord. My Lord, my God. The Bible tells us without faith we can't please God. So, Lord, we pray right now as we come, oh, Lord, on one accord, oh, God, with combined faith with your daughter, oh, Lord, and all that she's petitioned by faith, oh, God. Oh, Lord, for all that's on the line, Lord, we pray that for her life as well. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, when the enemy comes in like a flood, oh, God, that your spirit will lift up a standard in her life and all that she loves and concerned about, all that's on the line today. Oh, Lord, we ask, oh, God, that you continue, oh, God, to increase us in thy Holy Spirit. Amen. That you will continue to operate in our lives, oh God, in every area of our lives, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, it's our prayer that we will operate, oh God, by faith, that we will walk by faith, oh God, even though we can't see it, oh God, believe in you, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, in every area, oh God, in all things, and we just want to say thank you right now, that we can decree and declare that it is so, and it shall be no other way, and it's in Jesus Christ's mighty name that we pray, that we receive, to God be the glory, amen and amen, hallelujah. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Jesus. Yeah. God bless you, Sister Brenda. We love you. We thank God for you. Amen. Yeah. Hallelujah, God. Mama Carol, God bless you. Mama, go ahead.
Amen. I don't have no special prayer. Just tell God thank you. I'm being thankful and grateful.
Amen. Yes, Lord. Amen. Yeah. Glory to God. Lord, we thank you, Father God, for the life, health, and strength of your daughter. Oh, Lord, as we come, oh, God, with her, oh, God, Lord, we come giving you praise, glory, and honor. Lord, we come offering up a praise of thanksgiving this morning, oh, God. We magnify your holy name, Father God. Oh, Lord, just for who you are, Father God, in our life, the creator of all, in all, for all, oh, God, all seeing, all knowing, everywhere, oh, God. Lord, for the whole world is in your hand, oh, God. And we just want to say thank you right now, God, that you count us worthy, oh, God, to be here another day. We thank you, oh, God, that we didn't get any late-night phone calls or wee hours of the morning phone calls that we lost a loved one or no one in get a call about us, oh God, and hallelujah, that we've gone home, oh God, but we just want to say thank you, Father God, that you're with us. We thank you for your presence right now on this side. We thank you for the Holy Spirit, the gift, oh God, the inward voice, oh God, that God can lead us and direct us, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. We just want to say thank you right now, that we can declare and declare that it's done, that we're healed, delivered, set free, blessed, that a way has been made out of no way for us, because we are your children, and we believe in you, oh God, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. We come with childlike faith up, that we may continue to receive from you, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Oh, Lord, we thank you for your heavenly gift, oh God, that rained down in the life of your children, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. We thank you, oh God, if you said it, it shall be so, that man can't add to it or take away from it, oh God. And we just want to say thank you for the gift of life, the gift of salvation. We thank you, oh God, for your son, Jesus Christ. Oh, Lord Jesus, we thank you for your shed blood on Calvary. We thank you for the finished work on the cross that you decree in the crown that it is finished. So we thank you.
Amen.
Oh, Lord, that you have a plan for us, oh, Lord God, to give us an expectant end. Amen. Hallelujah. Not to do it of any evil, but to give us an expectant end, a hope, and a future. And we thank you for that hope. We thank you for that future. We thank you for that way. Hallelujah. But Jesus Christ is the way. Amen. The truth. Hallelujah. The life. So we thank you for it all. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen. 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 Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. God bless you, Mama. We thank God for you. Oh, we love you, and I love you so much. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Mom. Amen. Takara, I know you're in the building. Do you have a moment to chime in there? God bless
you. Yeah, it was for spearhead vision and then pro vision for the vision. But in the word this morning, I just want God to remember me.
If y'all can understand it, because I can't. Can anybody understand what she's saying?
No, I could.
I didn't get it that time. I used to be able to
hear. We can hear you, but not understand.
Can you hear me?
Okay.
Yes.
All right.
Can you hear me?
Uh-huh.
Hello? Can you hear me?
Yes.
A lot better.
We can hear you a lot better. We can hear you a lot better, Takara. Well, we can't hear you at all now. At least I can't.
No.
I think she asked for God to use her and remove anything in her life that's not in accordance with his word.
Okay, that's good, Brandy.
We're going to go with that right there. That sounds good right there.
Yeah.
If that's what you said, we're going to touch and agree on that right now. In the name of Jesus, oh Lord, move mighty in your daughter, oh God. Anything that's not of you, oh God, let it be uprooted right now and cast down in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we ask that you will continue to use your daughter. We ask that your Holy Spirit be, hallelujah, will move and operate in her all the days of her life. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, Lord, set her fire with our Holy Ghost, oh God. Hallelujah. Lord, we pray that she be trailblazed, oh God, with our fire of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Her, that you'll set everything afire that's in her path, oh God, that's not of you. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, oh Lord, we ask that your fire become like a furnace, you know, God. Let it become contagious. Anyone that she's around, even on today, that they would catch fire of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Let your fire be in the word of God. Let your fire be in the eyes and the ears of God, in the hands and the feet of God, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Father God, we just want to say thank you. Oh, Lord, we bless your holy name. Lord, we pray that your blessing are going and coming, oh God. Hallelujah. We decree and declare victory over your life and all that you love and concerned about. Amen. Father God, anybody that's sent by the enemy, oh God, to cause your daughter to stumble, let them be removed. Remove every stumbling block to her blessing. Remove every stumbling block to her breakthrough. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, remove every stumbling block to her deliverance, oh God. And we just want to say thank you. Every door that the enemy has been operating through, oh God, let those doors be closed and never open again. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we decree and declare you to be the fruit of the Spirit of God. Amen. And we just want to say thank you. Hallelujah, God. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. Hallelujah. God bless you, and God keep you. We love you. We thank God for your sister, Takara. Hallelujah. Amen, amen. I receive that for myself. If you ladies receive that for yourself, amen. Amen. Even though it may be the prayer that you petition, but you can receive it. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And I receive that for myself right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, may it be done unto you according to your faith and all that's in your home. Amen. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Glory to God. Yes. Sister Shavante, God bless you. Go ahead. Amen.
Well, great great morning. I wanted to pray about this yesterday. I wanted to pray about this yesterday. But I was just too shy. But I'm going to speak my expectations. So just ask for the Lord to send that that person who will help get my books out. You know, I want to be I'm going to be a bestseller out there. So I just want to be able to have the boldness to step out when time coming for me.
Amen.
Especially too. Yes.
Amen. And, but, yes,
you know,
Lord.
Yes, sorry.
Go ahead. I'm sorry. I can hear you.
I said, and the blessings for my family. You know, y'all family, you know, everyone.
Lord. Yes, Lord. We thank God for the blessings right now, Lord. We receive the blessing, oh God, that coming from you, that make it rich and add no sorrow. Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ, Lord, we come, oh God. Lord, your word said, write the vision down and make it plain that one will receive it and run with it, oh God. So, Father God, we come into agreement on today, oh God, with combined faith with their daughter, oh God, that you move mighty in her life, oh God. Lord, give her creative ideas, creative writing ideas, oh God, to write according to your word, oh God, and what you have for her to write, that God, that all that will see it and read it, oh God, how it will truly be blessed, amen, that their lives will be transformed in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And, Father God, we ask that you send the help, oh God. Oh, Lord, any delay, oh God, that the enemy has set up, oh God, that the help is on the way but has been delayed, oh God. Let that delay be removed right now. Remove every obstacle, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We pray for divine connection, divine appointments right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, oh God. We decree and declare that you will be a best-selling author, amen. Oh, Lord, we ask that you open up the way right now, Father God. Oh, Lord, for your daughter, God, amen. Oh, Lord, that she will, hallelujah, not just write one book up. Oh, Lord, that she will have, hallelujah, multitudes, amen, hallelujah. We decree in the craft, multiply, that you will multiply the one, that there will be even more, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Lord, we just want to say thank you. Oh, Lord, lead and guide us, God, hallelujah, in the way of God to do it. And we just want to say thank you, Lord.
We
ask that you bless it, Father God, that you will give the increase. Amen. We thank you for the increase right now, God. We bless your holy name. Lord, we pray for blessings to be upon the life of the family, all that's on the line right now. Amen. And we decree in the fellow, God, that it is so and it shall be no other way. We decree in the prayer Psalm 133 over you and all that's on the line today and all that's in your home and in our homes. Oh, Lord, let the dew of heaven descend and fall upon our life, oh, God. For we've come to the top of Ammon and sin there. Release the blessing of the mountain upon our lives. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth.
Oh,
Lord, we've come to your holy mountain that the blessing of Zion be upon our lives. And we receive it right now. Lord, let your presence be upon our lives. Continue and let your blessing be continual. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we receive the blessing
in
favor of Zion. And we decree and declare by faith that it is so and it shall be no other way. And it's in Jesus Christ's holy name we pray and we receive. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. God bless you. We love you. We thank God for you, Sister Devontae. Hallelujah, God. Amen. I pray that you receive that. Amen. God will give you the insight, amen, on what to do and how to get it all started. Amen. It's already in you. It's already in you.
It is.
Amen. The connection is there. The connection is there. And even the more, amen. God bless you.
Thank
God keep you, sister. Amen. Sister Sean, God bless you. Welcome. Go ahead.
Good morning again.
Good morning.
I have a client that has been missing since the 16th. So if you could please just pray that she's safe.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Father God, we thank you. Lord, we bless your holy name, Lord. We come with our faith, believing, oh, God, for a mighty move. Oh, Lord, your mighty hand upon our life, oh, God, and all that we love and concern about. And, Lord, we come into agreement this morning, oh, God, with your daughter. And, Lord, we pray, oh, God, that she's petitioning, oh, God, for your help this morning, Father God. Lord, for your all-seeing, all-knowing everywhere, God. So, Father God, we pray, oh, God, for the loss this morning, oh, God. We pray, oh, God, for a client that is lost, oh, God. And, Lord, we know that you know all things, oh, God. You know her location, Father God. So, Lord, we pray right now for her safety, oh, God, that your hand be upon her life right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, we pray, oh, God, that she will reach out, oh, God, to your daughter, oh, God. Hallelujah, that she will know that all is well. Lord, God, it's you that have kept her. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Father God, we pray that she will find her way back home. Amen. That she will find her way back, oh, God, where she's supposed to be. So we pray right now, oh, God, that you will open up the way, oh, God. Amen. Wherever she's been blinded, oh, God, by the enemy, oh, God, where the enemy has called, oh, God, whatever dark place is she in, Father God. Lord, we pray that you will bring her out right now. We come against the spirit of confusion that's upon her right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we decree and declare her deliverance on today. Amen. We decree and declare your hand to be upon her life. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we decree and declare her return is today. Amen. And we just want to say thank you, Lord God. Lord, help. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And Lord, we pray for the loss of this world. Amen. We pray, oh God, right now that this day and this that every man, woman, and child from here to the Father's corners of earth be saved. Amen. As we intercede, oh God. Amen. As we pray for one, we pray for all right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ that's lost, oh God. Mainly, oh God, we pray, oh God, that she will find you. Amen. Lord, we use our faith, believing that thousands this day, oh God, even the one that we're praying for today, oh God, will have the opportunity to make Jesus her Lord, their Lord. Amen. We ask the Lord of the harvest to thrust the perfect labors across of these lives this day to share the good news of the gospel in a special way so that they will listen and understand it, that they will, hallelujah, that it will touch their lives, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And Father God, we just want to say thank you. We thank you for your peace right now that reigns over the life of your daughter. And Lord, we just want to say thank you. We pray for restoration. That all that the enemy has taken away, amen, or tried to take it, or set in position to take up. Oh, Lord, let it be restored right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Let it be snatched out their hands. Let the wrist of the enemy be broken, oh, God, that's holding on to our blessing, amen, that's holding on to those things that belong to us right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, that it may be released right now. And we thank you for it, Lord. We decree in the crowd that it is so. And it shall be no other way. Lord, we ask in Jesus' name that every curse has been sent our way, oh God. And in the life of your daughter and those that she loves and concerned about, Lord, we ask that you turn it around to be a blessing.
Oh, Lord, everything that the enemy has set out for evil, Lord, let it be turned around for our good. Amen. Let it be turned around for the good of your daughter, Sean. Amen. Let it be turned around for the good of our husband, hallelujah, to be. Let it all turn around for our good, for the good of our children, oh God, for the good. And we just want to say thank you for your goodness, for we know that all good things coming from you, Lord God. And your word says that you will not withhold any good thing from your children, and we are your children. And we thank you, Father. Hallelujah. And it's in Jesus' name that we pray. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, amen and amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. I receive it in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Amen. Amen. It is so. It is so. All is well with you, our sister. All is well with you. Amen. God bless you. We love you. We thank God for you. I pray that you feel the love of Christ on this line. I pray that you be filled with the love of Christ and that you know it is real. Amen. It is real. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. God bless you. Beautiful women of God. It's my prayer this morning that God will just continue to bless our lives. I pray that we all be healed from past, present. Hallelujah. Be healed past and present right now. Anything that mankind has put us through, I pray our healing, amen, in the name of Jesus Christ. I pray our wholeness and newness of life, amen, right now that we walk into it, amen, that we will not turn back, we will not look back because the enemy wants us to look back because he wants to take us back to that place of hurt, that place of pain. I'm not saying telling our story is looking back. What I'm saying is looking back in those places and allowing ourselves to be hurt all over again. We don't have to look back no more. Amen. It is done. We are healed. We are blessed. We are made new. We are children of God. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let us pray as we get ready to leave the line, but never the presence of God. I pray as we leave out on today that you truly, truly, truly understand who you are in our Father's eyes. Amen. Amen. We are the apple in our Father's eye. Amen. In his eyes. We are the apple of his eye. Amen. Of his eyes. Amen. So let us pray. Lord, we thank you as we pray, releasing the power of God upon our lives and those in our family. Father God, we ask in Jesus Christ's mighty name, oh Lord. Hallelujah, that you move mighty, oh God, that's on the line, oh God, and all that we love and concern about, Father God, and your children around the world, Father God. Lord, we pray for a mighty move in our lives, oh God, because you're a mighty God. You're almighty God. Oh, Lord, you are the Alpha and the Omega. You are the beginning and the end. You are the author and the finisher of our faith, oh God. You're Lord of lords and King of kings, oh God. Oh, Lord, it's all because of you, oh God, that we are who we are, oh God, that all exists, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We decree to God, Job 40 and 9, that no one has an arm like you. Lord, full of power and light. Lord, you have a mighty arm. Your hand is strong and your right hand is high. Amen. Stretch out your arm, O Lord, and deliver us and all that we love and concern about and rid us of all bondage. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, let fear and dread fall upon the enemy by the greatness of your arm until we pass over. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. O Lord, favor us and let your right arm bring us into our possession. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, break Rahab in pieces and scatter your enemies, oh God, with your strong arm. Let your hand establish us and let your, hallelujah, let your arm strengthen us. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, your right hand and your holy arm gives us victory. We thank you. Oh Lord, sure lightning down your arm against our enemies. Oh Lord, we trust in you. Hallelujah. We trust in your arm for our salvation. Amen. Awaken and awake, oh God, and put on strength, oh Lord, our arm of the Lord. Awake as the ancient days. Cut Rahab and the womb, the dragon. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, make bare your holy arm in the sight of all nations and let all flesh see your salvation, oh God. Show strength with your arm and scatter the proud. Amen. Reveal your arm unto us that we might know your strength and power, that the power of your hands be released in our lives. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, Lord, release your glorious power against the enemy. Let power and might be released from your hand. Scatter the enemy by your power, God. Rule over your enemies through your power. Let the power of your anger be released against the powers of darkness. Hallelujah. We decree and declare Matthew 10 and 1. We release the power and authority of the Lord against all demons that we encounter in the name of Jesus Christ. Oh, Father God, anywhere that they have our picture, oh, Lord, hallelujah, our name of our date of birth, and they're calling things to it, let it be destroyed and let that plot plan and that curse of God turn on them. Amen. Let it eat them up. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, let them be destroyed by the works of their hand of evilness. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we release the power and authority of the Lord against all demons. Hallelujah. Lord, we just want to say thank you. We are decreeing the power that we are delivered from the power of Satan unto God. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, oh Lord, divide the sea and destroy marine spirits through your power, God. We decree and declare Ephesians 6 and 10. We are stronger than the Lord in the power of his might. Amen. Oh Lord, call the power of darkness to submit to your power, Lord God. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, display your awesome power that men will be delivered, oh God, and that they will believe in the name of Jesus Christ. We decree and declare Luke 5 and 17. Release your power and healing and deliverance, oh God, right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Release your powerful course, Lord God. Hallelujah. Let us be amazed at your power right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. My Lord, my God, we just want to say thank you. Let great power be released through your apostles. Let signs and wonders and miracles be released through the power of the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Oh, Lord, let us preach, oh God. Let me preach you, those of us that you call to minister, oh God. Let us preach and teach with demonstration of the Spirit and power. Let your power work in us, oh God. Release your power, angels, on our behalf and those in our family and all that we love to fight our battles in the heavens. Amen. Release the power, Elijah, through your prophets, oh God. Let us be willing in the day of your power. Amen. And we just want to say thank you. Right now, we cover our mind and thoughts with the blood of Jesus. I cover our doorposts and possessions with the blood of Jesus. I decree in the cloud, according to Revelation 12 and 11, that we overcome the devil through the blood of Jesus. I speak of the blood of Jesus and receive multiplied grace and peace. And I speak of the blood of Jesus over us and all that's on the line, all that we love and concerned about. And I decree and declare by faith, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ and the power of the blood of Jesus Christ, that we receive multiplied grace and peace. And we just want to say thank you. Father God, we thank you according to Hebrews 13, 20 and 21, that we're made perfect through the blood of the everlasting covenant. And we have boldness to enter into the presence of God through the blood of Jesus. We receive right now the benefit of the new covenant through the blood of Jesus Christ. The blood of Jesus bears witness to our deliverance and salvation. And we thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We declare and declare 1 John 1 and 7 that the blood of Jesus cleanses us from all our sin. Amen. Jesus Christ was Jesus resisted unto blood, and his blood gives us victory. Receive the victory on today. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Right now, we rebuke and cast out all spirits of guilt, shame, and condemnation through the blood of Jesus. And we command all our accusers, right now, we are command all our accusers to depart through the blood of Jesus. We rebuke and cast out all spirits of slander and accusation through the blood of Jesus. We release the voice of the blood of Jesus right now against demons and evil spirits that would accuse and condemn us. Right? Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, Lord, we pray right now. According to John 2, 14 through 15, Lord, cleanse our temple and drive out any thief from our life. And we thank you for, Lord. We decree and declare all this well with us in our home. We bind and cast out all familiar spirits that will try to operate in our lives right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We bind and rebuke any demon that will try to block our way right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we thank you, Lord God, that it is so. And we receive the victory because we believe, hallelujah, in you, Lord Jesus, and your finished work. For your word says that you have conquered all. You've conquered the world. So we are more than conquerors through Christ Jesus. We decree and declare we are blessed, and we are walking in our season of record-breaking miracles, signs and wonders of God's divine blessing and favor, God's mercy and grace, God's peace, God's protection, God's way, God's provision. Amen. Hallelujah. God's prosperity, God's provision. We thank you, Lord, that we are restored. We thank you for restoration, that we are new creatures, new creations in Christ Jesus, and we receive it. And we seal this prayer with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that does all things will fail, and the promises of God and the Holy Spirit of the living God that dwell in us all that believe.
It's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Come on, let's give God some praise this morning. We thank God for the word that went forth. We thank God that we are able to receive it. We receive it. Thank you, Lord.
Yes.
At this time, call your name. If you have anything you'd like to say, please do so. If not, just say amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We'll start with you, Sister Randy. Go ahead. God bless you. Sister Brandy. Brandy, can you hear me? Okay. I don't know if she said anything, but I can't hear. Sister Brandy, you still there? God bless you. Go ahead. All right, we'll go on to Mama. God bless you. Go ahead.
Once again, thank you, thank you, thank you for praying for us. You do such a good job for us. And I just say thank you. God bless you and let him continue giving you the strength that you need to endure, because it takes on a lot to intercede for other people.
Yeah.
So I'm just thankful from the bottom of my heart, especially for me. So I'm just saying thankful, grateful, and I love you from the day I saw you up until now. Amen.
Hallelujah. I thank you. Glory to God. First one to come on out. Amen. God bless you. I just pray God created us a clean heart. Amen. And receive that clean heart. Amen. In the name of Jesus, it's for us to receive. Amen. I pray that our hearts not be hardened from things that have happened to us, past or present. We are delivered. We are set free. Made whole, made new. Amen. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Lord. Amen. God bless you, Mom. I love you. I thank God for you. Amen.
Thank God.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Mom. Brandy, are you there? Can you hear us now? God bless you. Okay, she may be busy with the children. All right. Takara is already off the line. Amen. Sister Savante, go ahead.
I just want to say gratitude is all around me. I'm grateful. And I piggyback off of what your mom said today. I'm truly grateful for you as well. And I receive every word that was prayed today. And I just thank God. Living in expectation.
Amen. Hallelujah. God bless you. God bless you. You know I love you. We love you. We thank God for you. Amen. Sister Sean, God bless you. Go ahead.
Just want to thank you for the prayers. Like, I'm enjoying every moment of it.
Amen.
I'm just so grateful to meet you and just so grateful to be in your presence.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen. God bless you. And I thank God for meeting you. I'm so glad that we had an opportunity to talk and just really just, you know, and I say this, and I don't want to hold you up. When I first saw you, because the spirit that was in that building, it was causing, and I know you probably felt it too. It was like, what is that thing that's trying to block me and her? What is, you know what I'm saying? I was like, what is that? But the enemy is a liar. Amen. The enemy is a liar. And I'm just so glad we had a chance to talk and to get close. And I pray that we will continue to grow and have a great, beautiful relationship. Amen. That you will see the genuineness of Christ. You will see the love of Christ, that it will be overflowing. And that you would, you know, because a lot of times when we are behind the scenes and we see a lot of stuff and you're going, wait a minute, Lord, well, what is this? You know, people are making a mockery out of God's word, and they're playing church. And I just pray that you're able to see that, you know, that genuineness and that realness in God's people. I'm talking about the ones who God has truly called, that really have a heart for God, that truly are serving, you know, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning. We're talking about Almighty God. We're talking about Yahweh. Amen. It's truly serving Yeshua. I'm talking about those people. Amen. I'm not talking about the ones that are acting and playing church. They get church, but they don't get God. They have a spirit that they don't have the Holy Spirit. I just pray that God will show that, and that you will experience that on a whole other level, amen, from glory to glory. And most of all, because of our friendship, that God, that you will see that in me, amen, that you will know that I've been sent by God. And anybody that encounter me to know that, it's real. You know, God is real in me. Jesus is real in me. The Holy Spirit is real in me, that operates. And I pray that people see that in you, and all of us that's on the line, amen, that we will be that example that people see and know, oh, no, that's a true woman of God. I perceive you to be a woman of God, amen. You ain't even got to open your mouth. When you come in the room, people are like, you know what? I perceive you to be a woman of God. I see, you know, I see the glory of God upon you without you even opening your mouth. My Lord, my God. God will show himself forth, amen, as you enter in. They'll be like, I've seen you from a distance. My Lord, my God. I'm telling you, people, would, they would know you. They would call you up, amen. You'd be like, they know me. They know the God that's in you. My Lord, my God.
Oh, that's so good.
God bless you. We love you. We thank God for you. It is such a, you're such a beautiful person. Y'all, she's very shy. She don't really like to be around too many people. But if you ever get a chance to meet Sister Shawn, she's just a beautiful spirit. She's beautiful on the outside, but she's so, the spirit that dwells in her, the Holy Spirit is so beautiful. Amen. God bless you. We love you. We thank God for you. This morning, I just want to thank the Lord. Amen. I thank the Lord for the mighty move on this side. I thank the Lord for the time that he has given us. We don't make time. We take the time that God gives us. So I just thank God for the time that God has given us. Even this morning, being able to wake up and be in position is a blessing. I am so grateful to be in position to know what. And any other time of day, I'd be sleeping to and wake up hour before, hour something before it's time to go to work so I can pray and get in my word. But for God to have me up at 4 something in the morning to be in position is nothing but God. He's doing a mighty work in us, and I pray that we always in the name of Jesus because it's for you to achieve. We're not just on this line just to be doing something, just to say we was on it, but we come to receive from God. We come expecting before we get on this line that we're going to receive what God has for us. There's a word for us. Amen. There's a mighty move that God is doing on this side. I just thank God that we come with that expectation.
Thanks,
I pray that we will start to come with that expectation that God has something for me and I don't want to miss it. I got to get up. That hallelujah, that apostle, Chalvinica Miller, is not going to let me miss it. She's going to call my phone. She's going to check me and say, sister, get, get on this bus. God got stuff for us. We got to get it, but we're not going to leave without you. Hallelujah.
Come on.
Amen.
Amen.
God
good.
Bless you. God bless you. We love you. I love you. God loves you more. Amen.
Yeah.
As we leave this line, and never the presence of God, we thank you for the God that you that go before us, preparing the way, oh Lord, making every crooked path straight before us. And those in our family, we thank you, oh God. It is your Son, oh God, that you sent. Lord Jesus, it's your blood that you shed in. Amen. That covers us and protects us. Amen. And we thank you for it all.
Yeah.
And now may the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face to shine upon you, be gracious unto you, giving you his peace.
Yeah.
May you walk in the knowledge that you are his. And he is yours. You are his child, redeemed by the precious blood of his Son. Amen. With him, nothing is impossible. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, we receive your riches, O Lord, your richest blessing. Receive it right now, my sisters. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we pray, we receive. Amen. We are blessed. To God be the glory.
Amen.
God bless you all. Have a blessed day in the Lord until we meet again on tomorrow morning. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you.
Hallelujah.
I want to see him look upon his face. Let us sing forever of his saving grace. On the streets of glory, let me lift my voice. Cares all past, hold me last, ever to rejoice.
I want to hear her say,
give it back to you. You gave me my husband, you know I love him, and I'll give him back so you know I'm all in. Lord, take my children, my family. I want you to know that you have me. I need to know that you're happy. Yeah, when I finally stop breathing, one time,
one time, one time,
one time, one time,
one time, one time.
Ooh. just because of love gone with a passion. Can't get you when it gets, but if you